This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We come to juz number 26, and juz 26 starts with surah Ahqaf, which is the 46th surah of the Qur'an. And here Allah Azza wa Jalla, He challenges the people to think about the whereabouts of them, of the cosmos, about the heavens and the earth, and about whether they can actually even trace, look at archaeology, and look at the traces and start thinking about that. This is in ayah number 4. And Allah says that there will come a time that everything on this earth, He has gathered it together, and people will be enemies of one another. This is ayah number 6. And then even on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't know about the specifics of what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment. This is ayah number 9. And the fact that the people who are listening to this Quran should think about the consequences of this, because they're going to face it. And those people who actually say Allah is our Lord, and they are people who stay firm on the religion, they will have no fear on this day, and they will have nothing to regret. This is ayah number 13. And then Allah says that they will be in Jannah. Now specifically what Allah tells us is that when He's created us, our mothers went through a lot of hardship to bring us to this earth. And those of us that are on this earth, one of the things that we shouldn't do is, obviously we shouldn't be ungrateful to our Lord, but we shouldn't also be ungrateful to our parents. This is ayah 15. And then Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that there are certain parents that are seriously, worried about their children, and they're saying, why won't they, believe in this message? This is ayah 17. And Allah says, if life finishes and it comes to death, then these people will have no choice on the Day of Judgment to make any excuses. And if they say, well, why don't you accept this from us? Allah will say that all your good things on the earth, all your niceties, you had all your pleasures of the earth. This is ayah number 20. And right now you have come with disbelief on these grounds. He gives us a whole example of the people of Ad, the giants that were before. And the whole example tells us of how the Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, he strived for a very long time telling these people about what punishment might befall them. They didn't take heed, and in the end they were destroyed. And it rounds off with a positive note, where there were certain jinns in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They heard about him, they believed in him, they went back to their people, they called them, they went back to the Jewish nation of jinns. And they called them to Islam. This is all around ayah 28, 30, 31. And Allah gives the example that even if humans are not believing, then there are jinns that will believe in this message. Now we come to Surah Muhammad, which is Surah number 47. And this surah is very hard hitting on those people who are against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this message. And what it says is that very specifically, that we who are believers, we should know that we should stick to the truth. And those who are with the batil, with falsehood, they're with falsehood. But what happens eventually is we have a mawla, we have a master, we have a guardian. This is ayah number 11. And those who are against Islam and so on, they have no guardian. Then Allah talks about two different possibilities. Of course, there's the Jannah He talks about, and soon He's going to talk about Jahannam. But before that, He says there are so many different tribes and nations who have come before, and they had no help by the end of it. But He talks about, these people who are against Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then He says that in Jannah He has created for us rivers of water, of milk, of wine and honey. This is ayah number 15. And He says that the opposite of that is that you will be, if you don't make it there, then you will be fed with boiling water in hellfire. This is also in the same ayah. He then talks about one of the greatest problems, which we've talked about before, which is the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Because they are the people who want to have revelations come down, but they only want to hear what they want to hear. So Allah's telling us not to treat the Quran like this. Take the Quran as a whole, not to take parts of it and not to leave other parts. This you will find in ayah number 20. And He says that his lana or his curse will descend on such people who start to become blind in their own sort of desires. And if people were to think about this Qur'an and deeply ponder about it, and this is one of the things Allah wants us to do. The more you ponder on this Qur'an, the more locks of the hearts open up. And that's ayah number 24. And right towards the end of the surah, Allah tells us that these people, even though they're right near Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has given him certain signs to be wary of, to know who's a munafiq and a hypocrite, and know who's not a munafiq. Because from the signs of how a person comes to you, you can sort of sense that. This is ayah number 29, ayah number 30. And eventually he says that those who are believers, they will spend in the path of Allah, and those who are not, they will actually hold back in spending in his pathway. We then come to surah number Fath, surah 48, Fath. And this surah is all about the part when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes from Medina all the way to Makkah to perform his Umrah in the sixth year when he's already come to Medina. So this is when he's almost 19 years into the mission. He's about 59 years old, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what happens is that he sees a dream that he's performing the tawaf. And he comes out with his Sahaba. And then when they get there towards the near place called Hudaybiyah, they're not allowed to go inside because Allah stops the camel of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they're forced into a negotiation with the people of Makkah. And this whole surah says it's a surah of Fath. It's the opening, it's the conquest of the whole of Makkah. How? When they have agreed to such terms that are going to now set the Muslims back. Well, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us this whole episode 2 years before He actually gives them the conquest, and how He gave it was extraordinary. Where the non-Muslims thought that by having a way over the Muslims, they will be able to propagate their ways and they've got the force upon the Muslims, within the power of the media in their time, within them coming close with one another, Allah Azza wa Jal, He spread Islam. And this is what's happening today. There's a lot of bad things being said about Islam, but please rest assured there are a lot of non-Muslims who are turning to Islam, and Allah is doing this very subtly. And the sifat and the qualities of those people who were with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned at the end of this surah, which is beautiful, because based on these qualities and characteristics, where they are with the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have mercy with one another, they are shown, you know, they are found in worship of Allah azza wa jal, and their faces have got this brightness of their prayers and the sujood or the prostration that they're doing. This is the very foundation upon which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to make this conquest and this progress. We then come to Surah Hujurat, Surah number 49, and this surah is a lot about the unity of Islam and a lot about us not fighting. So if you look in the surah, there's a lot that's in there which tells us, for example, ayah number 11, that we shouldn't have nicknames, we shouldn't call each other by things that people don't like, we shouldn't spy on each other, ayah number 12, we shouldn't have bad thoughts about one another, we shouldn't backbite, ayah number 12, we should not have racist terms and words used, this is in ayah number 11, and most of these things are the things that make us differ with one another and we may fight. And Allah says that if ever a fight occurs, He tells one party to make sure that it stops the other party. Basically, another party should come and cause the truce in between, because we are brothers. This is ayah number 9 and ayah number 10. And He tells us that faith is something that goes in our hearts once we have actually allowed the good characteristics of Islam to enter. You can't just say La ilaha illallah and you think you're the best believer. Faith is something that takes time, and this is all in ayah number 14 onwards, because it tells us that these Bedouins who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they made that claim, Allah stopped them and reminded them that this is not real faith. Faith is you have to spend time with good people, allow the good characteristics to settle in, and that's when you've got the brotherhood, that's really good sort of faith. Now Surah Qaf after this, Surah number 50, and this Surah Qaf really touches on the Day of Judgment, a scenario when each and every one of us is about to come and bring our own sort of soul with ourselves, because we've got a body and we've got a soul, and both of it's going to be resurrected. And before that, what Allah tells us is that the shaitan has been, whatever he has whispered in our hearts, Allah knew that very closely, ayah number 16, and there were two angels on our sides that have been recording everything, and everything they've recorded, all that we will find on the Day of Judgment. And we may some, you know, there will be a person who will actually find his shaitan, his Satan that deluded him, will come with him on the Day of Judgment. And this person will try and say, "Well, Allah, take this Satan to hellfire." And Allah will say, "No, you're to blame. The shaitan's going to be blamed for his part, you're going to be blamed for your part." So no one can come with that excuse. And there is no conflict whatsoever in that. And Allah will not accept that excuse. And what Allah tells us clearly is on that day, people will hear, they will see Jahannam. Jahannam will be very close. And Jahannam will even say, "Have you got more to send inside me?" This is in the surah. And then towards the end, we come to Surah Dhariyat, which is surah number 51, where Allah Azza wa Jalla, again, a lot of this is about the Day of Judgment that starts to be discussed. And one great thing he discusses in this part of the Day of Judgment is that people on that day will come up and they will be told, "Dhuqu fitnatakum," now taste the fire that is in front of you. And as for the people who have made it there, Allah counts and says one of the good qualities was that they used to sleep less in the night and they used to seek forgiveness early in the mornings and they used to recognize the people who had a due of money from their own wealth. They used to give it to the poor people and so on. And it tells us to reflect upon the signs that is God. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. ذكر علم ونور الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوى تلك السنين.